I'm glad to be with you today and glad that you're among us. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? The Lord has made and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You remember reading about brazen shields in your daily calendar reading this past week? I want to talk to you about brazen shields today. Our study comes from the period of the divided kingdom. I take us back to the first king of Judah, Rehoboam, son of Solomon. You may remember that the people had transgressed against the Lord, and as a result, Shishak came, and there was an attack made against the people of the Lord. You heard read just a few moments ago, very ably, by Brother Keith from the account in 2 Chronicles. I'd like to read the parallel account now from 1 Kings chapter 14, verses 25 through 28. The Bible reports, and it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all, and he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields and committed them under the hands of the chief of the guard which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so when the king went into the house of the Lord that the guard bare them and brought them back into the guard chamber. That introduces the theme of our study, brazen shields. Reference is made to shields of gold that were made by Solomon. That takes us back to 1 Kings 10 and verse 17 when he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Now, think about those shields of gold and their great value. Those original shields were very precious. As gold is the most precious of metals, have you thought about what gold is going for in our day, just per ounce? Over $1,100 an ounce. You multiply that times 16, as there's 16 ounces in just 1 pound, and that comes to over $18,000. And yet 3 pounds of gold were found in each shield. And so the value of those golden shields was over $55,000 just for one shield. And he made 300 of those. And so that's over $16 million in today's money. And those were taken away to Egypt. And Rehoboam made in their stead or in their place some substitutes. He made shields of brass. Now, brass is an alloy metal of copper and zinc. And when you look at the price of brass, it's about $2 a pound. And when you divide that by 16, it's about 12 cents an ounce. 12 cents compared to over $1,100. And so the value of one of these brazen shields was about $6 of brass in today's money. Quite a difference. And so I want us to think about when these golden shields were taken away and bronze or brazen shields were made by Rehoboam as substitutes. These were cheap substitutes. And it shows the decline and the deterioration, the fading glory of the kingdom at this time. Let me suggest to us some modern day brazen shields. The first one that I want to call to your attention is when the golden shield of the Bible, the Word of God, is taken away, and in its place You have the brazen shields of the opinions and think-sos of men. Have you recognized the great value of the Bible, the Word of God? In Psalm 19 and verse 10, when we looked at this wisdom book in connection with the period of the United Kingdom, you remember how the psalmist esteemed the Word of the Lord? He said, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Now listen. "More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." The Word of God contained in this book, the Bible, is more to be desired than fine gold. And yet there are those who've taken away the gold standard and put in its place the cheap substitute of the wisdom of men. There are those who may say, "I know that's what the Bible says, but I think." You remember reading about Naaman? He got himself into trouble because he went by what he thought. When the man of God told him to go dip 7 times in the Jordan, he got upset about that. He went and turned away in a rage. And as long as he stayed away from the river, he remained in his leprosy. He said, "Behold, I thought." He thought he knew a better way. And yet he needed to learn, as you and I surely do, that God's ways are higher than our ways. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. There are those who put their confidence in what seems to me. "I know that's what the Bible says, but it seems to me." You know, the wise man declared in Proverbs 14, 12, "There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And so the golden shield of the Bible has been taken away, and in its place has been put the chief substitute of the brazen shield of "I think" and "it seems to me," or "my preacher says." Paul said, "Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Corinthians 2 and in verse 5. You cannot go by what some man says or thinks, but by what the Bible says. It's of far greater value than the opinions of men. But I tell you another example of brazen shields. And that is when the golden shield of the one true God is taken away and gods of man's own making are put in their stead or in their place. Some have taken away the one true God of the Bible, the God in whom we live and move and have our being, the God that made all things, the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And in His place have erected gods of their own heart. You know, that's what Israel did back at Mount Sinai in Exodus chapter 32. When Moses had gone up in the mountain, you remember, and he was receiving the commandments of God, and while he was gone, the people quickly turned aside. The Lord said in Exodus 20, "Not to make unto thee any graven images," and they'd taken their jewels of gold and fashioned a molten calf and said, "These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." What have they done? They've taken away the golden shield of God, the one true God, that had brought them out of the land of Egypt by a mighty hand and outstretched arm. And in His place, they have substituted the cheap brazen shield of a golden calf. A God which be no God. That's what Jeroboam did in the northern kingdom of Israel. Remember his changes, his sin that led Israel down the path from which they would not recover. And it was prophesied by the man of God that they'd be carried beyond the river because of the sin of Jeroboam. He introduced some brazen shields, if you will, and that he substituted for God golden calves at Dan and Bethel. And this became a sin unto the people. And there are those today who do the same. Oh, they may not make a golden calf. But Paul said that when we commit the sin of covetousness, he called that idolatry. Covetousness, which is idolatry. Colossians 3 and in verse 5. Whatever stands between me and the Lord, whatever it is that is the object of my affection and my devotion, and it has my allegiance instead of God, that's a brazen shield that has been put in God's stead. And it's a cheap substitute. Anytime I accept something other than the Bible or worship something or something one other than God, the one true God, I have introduced a cheap substitute, a brazen shield. But let me give you another example of brazen shields today. And that is when the divine creation account that is recorded on the pages of this book is taken away, and in its place, human theories of origin are substituted. You've got a brazen shield. You know, some have taken away the creation account and substituted the cheap notion that billions upon billions of years ago, a big bang kick-started an evolutionary process which is responsible for things being as they now exist. In fact, our college students are being taught that, as if that's fact. And you would be made out to be some kind of an ignoramus if you believe that there's a God and that God made all things. To get your degree, you may have to take a course in evolution and a philosophy class in which the idea of there being a God and the creation account will be attacked. And you may be belittled for believing, as Hebrews 11 says, through faith we understand that all things are framed by the Word of God. And so the creation account, the gold standard, the golden shield has been taken away. And some modern day Rehoboams have made in its stead human theories, cheap substitutes, brazen shields, theories that are unproven. Human speculation. And it's another example of what Paul wrote about in Romans 1, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. He did that in 6 days. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Exodus 20. And in verses 11 and 12. God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul, Genesis 2:7. He saw man's need of companionship. He said, it's not good that the man should be alone. I'll make him an help meet for him. He put the man to sleep, removed a rib from his side, and with the rib that God had taken from man, he made a woman and brought her unto the man and said, be fruitful and multiply. That's how we got here. As Paul said, it is in God that we live and move and have our being. As Jesus said, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, Matthew 19 and then verse 4. And yet all of that has been taken away. And in its place, the cheap substitutes of human theories of origination. Let me give you another example of a brazen shield. And that is when the home as God designed it is taken away, and in its place, other living arrangements are substituted. Are you aware that the golden shield of the home as God designed it and originated it, back in the garden in Genesis chapter 2, is being taken away in a lot of circles? The home with the man as husband, head, and father, and the woman as submissive wife and mother. And in its place, cheap substitutes of those of the same sex. unmarried people living together in all kinds of arrangements that are foreign to the Bible. Let me recommend to you that any other arrangement than what God designed at the beginning is a brazen shield. It's a cheap substitute for what God made and created at the beginning. But also, when you make your study of brazen shields, number five, the church built by Christ is a golden shield that's being taken away. And in its place, the cheap brazen shield substitutes of human denominations. There's no church as valuable or as precious as the church that was planned by God, Ephesians 3:10, 11, built by Christ, Matthew 16:18, purchased with the blood of Christ, Acts 20:28, headed by Christ, Ephesians 1:21 and 22, and of which He is the Savior, Ephesians 5:23. But there are some shy-shacks who've taken that away or tried to. And there are some modern-day Rehoboams who have come along and made some cheap substitutes for the original golden shield of the Lord's church. In that there are countless churches that are, instead of God planned, man planned. You see, the church that we read about in the Bible is according to the eternal purpose of God, and yet there are those who have been conceived in the minds of men. And instead of being built by Christ, been founded by some man. Instead of headed by Christ, headed by some man. These are brazen shields. They're cheap substitutes. They're not the real thing. And in connection with that, with this idea of human denominationalism, you see a substitute when it comes to worship. Instead of true worship, you've got the cheap substitute of will worship, which Paul warned the Colossians about. Instead of worshiping God in spirit and in truth, John 4:24, there are those who worship God as they will or as they want to. And so worship has shifted in a lot of circles today from what God wants, from pleasing God, to what I want. Kind of like the old Burger King commercial. Have it your way. And however you want it, you can have it with a lot of churches today. Worship how you want to. And there are those who have made use of mechanical instruments of music because of that kind of mindset. When the Lord said, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19. And so the golden shield of singing and melody made from the heart has been taken away in some places. And in its place, some Rehoboams have made mechanical instruments of music as cheap substitutes, brazen shields. That's not only true with reference to the music, but in other areas of the worship as well. And so, with these human denominations come other brazen shields, like worship. And in the work, instead of the Lord's work, the Lord's way, you've got man's ideas as to the work that's to be done. And so instead of preaching the gospel and edifying the saints and relieving some needy saints, you've got food and fun and frolic. And so the golden shields of the divinely authorized work, doing all in the name of the Lord, Colossians 3:17, has been taken away and in its place cheap substitutes, brazen shields of whatever it is that man may dream up. That's true with reference to the names that are associated with these human denominations. Instead of the name of Christ, you've got the names of men, right? The disciples were called Christians, Acts 11:26. Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, Acts 26:28. If any man suffers, a Christian, 1 Peter 4:16. Paul said, the churches of Christ salute you, Romans 16:16. There is the golden shield. And yet it's been taken away, and there are those even among some of our brethren who are taking away the gold shield. And in its place, they have some cheap substitutes. Churches are identified by all kinds of different names that you can't read about in the Bible. And even Bible names are misused and abused. Brazen shields. And when it comes to the book by which these are guided and governed, remember the golden shield, the Bible? The word of the Lord is right, Psalm 33:4. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalm 119:105. And yet, denominations have taken away that gold shield, and in its place, they have the creeds and the writings, the wisdom of men. Every denomination has it. A confession, a constitution, a discipline, or a manual of some kind that guides and governs them. And often these contradict themselves, they contradict each other, and they all contradict the Bible. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. These are uninspired, and they're always changing. There's one faith. Ephesians 4:4-6. This suggests there are many faiths, and that one is just as good as another. You can't subscribe to one and be a member of the other. They're at variance with each other. And these denominations will have their conventions in which they have represented delegates from their various synods or districts, and they'll put to vote as to what their practice and what their doctrine is going to be. And what a creed says today, it may differ from what that creed said years ago because they're changing. But with the Bible, the gold standard, the word of the Lord is forever settled in heaven. The faith once delivered, Jude in verse 3, contains all things that we need religiously, as 2 Peter 1:3 talks about, according to His divine power, given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And so the Bible is sufficient, and these bring an indictment against the all-sufficiency of the Bible. And so with denominationalism, you've got a lot of cheap substitutes, don't you? These brazen shields that have been made instead. You could talk about the organization. Instead of the Lord's organization, you've got the organizations of man. You read of Christ as the head, you've got human heads. You read of elders, deacons, and saints, Philippians 1:1, you've got offices and officers that are brazen shields, cheap substitutes made in their stead. One other brazen shield I want to talk to us about. And that is, instead of the gospel plan of salvation, you've got the brazen shield of human schemes of redemption. The golden shield of the gospel plan of salvation attracts people through the gospel. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1:16. And that plan is very simple. It involves hearing the gospel. As Peter began his sermon on Pentecost, hear these words, Acts 2. Jesus, on the mount, transfigured. Peter had a good idea, erect three tabernacles. One for you, Moses and Elijah. And God said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. Faith cometh by hearing, Romans 10:17. And all men everywhere are commanded to repent, Acts 17:30. Jesus said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father. The Ethiopian confessed, I believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God. And baptism is essential, as Peter commanded, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Acts 2:38, for the remission of sins. It's an immersion in water. And that's just the beginning. You rise to walk in newness of life. You're a new creature. You're a babe. You're to grow in grace and knowledge, to be faithful unto death, Revelation 2:10. And in place of that gold shield, we have brazen shields. We have grace only advocated, that God's done it all and you don't have to do anything. And if that be true, everybody's going to be saved and nobody's going to be lost. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all. Titus 2:11. And yet Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, and I'll say unto them, depart from me, I never knew you. The way to heaven's the way of the few, not the majority, not the many. Destruction, many there be which go in thereat. And narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Or faith only is a brazen shield. Never anywhere in any of the cases of conversion was a person told, believe only. In fact, James said, ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only, James 2:24. Much more than being now justified by his blood, Romans 5:9. It's true we're justified by faith, Romans 5:1, but much more than faith only. If we're justified by faith only, then you strike out the blood. If we're justified by blood, then you strike out the word only. You can't have it both ways. Right? And then there are those who say, just pray only. Just pray the sinner's prayer. That's a brazen shield, brother. It's a cheap substitute. It's not the real thing. Where in the New Testament were folks told to pray for salvation? When folks said, what shall we do? Peter said, pray. Right? Look at it, Acts 2:38. He said, repent and be baptized. When Saul said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? He said, pray. No, he didn't. He said, go, it'll be told thee what thou shalt do. And he's told, arise and be baptized. Acts 22:16. And when the Philippian said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They said, just pray. Accept the Lord in your heart as your personal Savior. That's not. He's told to believe on the Lord. They spake to him the word that he might believe. He took them the same hour the night, washed their stripes. There's his repentance. And he was baptized, he and all his straightway. And after that, he was said to be a believer in God. And in place of baptism, there's some cheap substitutes, brazen shields. The action of baptism is a burial, it's a planting. And yet, sprinkling of a little water, a pouring of a little water has been substituted, brazen shields, in place of the golden shield. And faithfulness, a wholehearted religion, faithful unto death, steadfast, unmovable, that golden shield has been taken away in the lives of some Christians. And in its place, brazen shields of indifference, ungodliness, half-heartedness, insincerity, not loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Cheap substitutes. And so as I got to thinking a little bit about our reading and our study, and when Shishak took away the golden shields, those shields that were originally made by Solomon, great value and precious. And in their place, Rehoboam made these brazen shields, these cheap substitutes. How that which hath been is that which shall be. There's nothing new under the sun. As men have substituted for a long time, there are substitutes being made in religious matters today. And it's my plea that you'll accept no substitute, but demand and be the real thing. You've already heard. You believe. Will you obey? Will you be moved to repent, to confess, and to be baptized? We'll take you to a place of water and baptize you. Everything will be expedient that might be accomplished this hour. Maybe you've already obeyed the gospel, but you find yourself with some brazen shields in your life. Maybe you've substituted brass for gold. You know, when Peter wrote about the trial of your faith, when we're tested at times, it proves what kind we are. Do we come forth as gold or are we brass? You know, you might say of some brother or sister, they're gold.